What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Let the Torah Speak. This is your host, I'm Jason, and today we're going to look at how can we see the nature of the Most High, the nature of God, within the 10 words that he gave to Israel on Mount Sinai. So we've all become familiar with these 10 commandments, that we should know them. But there is a deeper meaning, a deeper understanding when looking at these 10 commandments. So today I just want to examine the first commandment and the sixth commandment. So the first commandment tells us that I am the Lord thy God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Okay, in this commandment, God is making a declaration to Israel. He's telling them that there are things that happen within the content of creation that he does not necessarily agree with. But because man have the dominion and will on earth, man do things that are kind of contrary to some of the ideas that God wants us to do. So the first command that he has given Israel was that he brought them out of the house of bondage, brought us out of the house of bondage. What does this mean? This was not just a physical freeing, it was a spiritual and mental freeing. It is that the Most High, in our partnership with him, wants us to be mentally, physically, and spiritually free. Why? Because when we're mentally, spiritually, and physically free, it will not cloud our judgment when we're making decisions. This commandment is strangely paired with the sixth commandment, which is, you shall not murder. Now, every human is created in the image of God, so murder is an affront to the Creator. But what does it mean to murder? Well, what concept are we looking with here when it's talking about murder? It's really important for us to see that if we recognize that we are made in the image of God and that our neighbor is also made in that same image, how can you then murder something that looks like you? See, these first two, these first commandment and the sixth commandment is paired together relatively nicely. If you understand that every creation is created in the image of God, as far as man goes, it will be very difficult for you to take the life of another person because you see the God in them that created you. What the Most High was trying to get us to see here is that once you understand who he is, once you understand his image, once you understand his freedom, the desire and image of those things that you may think is not of him will continually cease to exist. But that focus should be on him. The first and sixth commandment is paired together very nicely. And we can read it this way. I am the Lord your God, you shall not murder. I'm going to repeat that. I am the Lord your God, you shall not murder. It's a combination of the first commandment and the sixth commandment. Because Yah is our God, we shall not murder. If we see humanity the way Yah sees humanity, there will be no need for it. But because you do not see your brother as yourself, it makes it easy for you to take one's life. this is the thing that's plaguing communities around the world. Because we do not have a God lens when it comes to the commandments. If I saw mankind as made in the image of the Most High, and I saw myself made in that same image, my desire should be towards maintaining the image. Because I'm not the one who is the author of the image. That should be our focus. Our focus should be on, I am the Lord your God. You shall not murder. Because it is He that brings us out of darkness. It is He that brings us into the light. And we see that the light that He brings us into is a deeper understanding of why the Torah was put the way it was. These teachings are from the Most High, why they were put the way they were. It's for us to get a universal grab on the fact that we need one another. It's simple. If I see you as myself, it makes it a lot harder for me to commit murder against you, whether with my words, whether physically, whether mentally, whether spiritually. So as we continue to dive deeper in this series of the essential commandments, let's remember that it was Yah who brought us out of the house of bondage. And it was Yah who commanded us not to murder. Why? Because we're made in His image and His likeness. Thank you for tuning in to episode 1 in this series of the essentials of the 10 commandments. This is your host, Jason. Peace.